Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So if you could now turn to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. And we're going to be talking about perfect peace. Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Perfect peace. And I will read those verses. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the peace you have given us. We thank you. There is much peace in the Bible that is a bit available to us when we read it. And I do pray that these verses, as well as other verses we study, will just confirm the peace that we have as believers. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in Psalm 23, verse 2, the psalm that David wrote, it gives a picture of a life that's peaceful and calm, relaxing. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. David wrote this psalm. He's a man who spent many years being persecuted, first of all by Saul in his early life. And then after that, he was at war with his son Absalom, spent a long time trying to kill him. And yet he's writing this verse, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. There's this picture of lying down in green pastures. You know, you can picture a beautiful field with green grass growing, and you're lying down, the sun is shining, and you see the beautiful odd white cloud floating by, and then the Lord takes you and takes you by still waters. It's calm. The water isn't murky and muddy. It's nice and clear and beautiful, surrounded by trees, and the birds are singing. If you close your eyes and think about that peace that verse talks about. But then you open your eyes and you have to work. You have to pay the bills. You have trials with your family. You might have health issues. You might have worries about things that might happen or that you have no control about. But we have peace. We have nothing but peace, as the hymn Wonderful Peace says. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Yeah. Why isn't our life like Psalm 23 tells us? Why do we have troubles? Why do we have trials? Well, that's just life. But you see, we can have perfect peace despite the trials. Even when we're living in situations that are very difficult, we can have perfect peace. That's what I want to talk about this morning, the peace that Psalm 23 talks about. So first of all, we need to know who gives us perfect peace. Perfect peace comes from God. That's why Isaiah 26:3 starts with, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." He will keep you and he will keep me in perfect peace. And we are told in 1 Corinthians 14:33, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. And Romans 15:33 says, "Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." Peace comes from God. Peace comes from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus told us he was going to leave us his peace after he went back to heaven. And his peace is the Holy Spirit, is it not? Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus gave us peace when he went to the cross for our transgressions, for our sin. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. That's Colossians 1:20. We have peace with God as believers because all of our sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Romans 5:1. You know, Jesus brings us such great peace. He's called the Prince of Peace. That's in Isaiah 9:6. We as born-again believers, we have that peace that has been given to us by the Spirit who indwells us. Romans 15:13. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Peace is such an important nature of our new self. We're new creatures in Christ, right? And when Paul addressed the churches, he would often say, "Grace be to you and peace from God the Father." That was Galatians 1:3. Without Jesus Christ, we would have no peace. We have been given perfect peace from God. So we must consider, what is perfect peace? As verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." You know, the world is full of trials and conflict and tribulations, stresses. And many people are practicing yoga because they're trying to find inner peace. It's estimated 40 million people are practicing yoga in North America. And one of the reasons people do yoga is to relax, have inner peace, reduce stress. One article says, "The calm that a yoga practice brings helps rid the chaos, frustration, and exhaustion that commonly fills the mind." I've told you before, Jill and I have watched gardening shows, and people are interviewed, and when they're in their garden, they'll say, "It's my happy place. It's a place of being calm and tranquil." But you see, there's no peace for the lost, is there? The unsaved are trying to get peace through things like yoga and meditation. They're trying to get peace by spending time in the forest. I like walking in the forest. It's very peaceful. There's actually a society called the Association of Nature and Forest Therapy. The aim of the organization is to help individuals find peace in nature. But without God, there is no peace. All attempts to find peace without Him bring very short-term results. The lost do not know how to find true peace. And the way of peace have they not known. That's Romans 3:17. And Isaiah 48:22 tells us, "There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked." The peace that is available to us is perfect peace. It's the peace that Psalm 23 tells us about. It's the perfect peace that enables us to sleep without a care in the world. Sleep 8-9 hours, never wake up with some thought about, what about this? What about that? Psalm 4:8 says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." When Paul and Silas were held in prison, and their feet, they had been beaten, their feet were bound in stocks. It was a terrible situation they were in. So what did they do? They sang hymns. They sang so loud that all the other prisoners could hear them. They had peace. In the book of Acts, Peter was arrested and held in prison. And he had to be woken up by an angel in the night to get him to leave his cell. Acts 12:6-7. "And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison." So there he is. He's sleeping. He's got two chains on him. There's guards there. "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side." So he had to hit Peter on the side to wake him up, and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. That's perfect peace, as far as I'm concerned. I can't imagine being in a prison, with being chained into the prison, surrounded by guards. So we must ask the question, how do we have perfect peace? Perfect peace is available to you and it's available to me, no matter what our circumstances. It doesn't matter what's going on in our lives. You could be going through a severe trial, like some health problem. You could be going through financial stress. You could be living not knowing that if your job's going to last. We can all have perfect peace every single day and all through the night. And Isaiah 26:3 says, how we have perfect peace. "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." The word "stayed" means fixed. When our mind is fixed or on God, and when we trust Him, truly trust Him, we'll have perfect peace. When we look to Him every day to look after us and pull us through trials, pull us through problems we face, He will give us perfect peace. You know, you can become totally absorbed in a hobby or sports activity to get your mind off the trials. So you're not thinking about the things that are bothering you. But you see, we're to keep our mind on God. We're to trust Him. Fix our mind on God. He must dominate our thoughts every day. And you know, we're in a world where there is no God, right? God does not exist anywhere. In the media, on YouTube, you can find pastors or preachers speaking about the Lord. But you see, we must have our minds and our hearts focused on him, and we must trust him. That's how we'll have perfect peace. You know, it's so, I don't know, this world is just pulling us from all directions. I'll sit down in the morning and I'll read the Bible. And I'll go through a whole chapter and then I won't remember what I read because I'm thinking about all these other things. My mind just goes like this. But I got to fix, like when I fix it, my mind on God, when I fix my thoughts on what I'm reading, I become calmer and I take it in. I'm not like a person just reading words and not understanding or recognizing what it says. We must discipline ourselves to have our minds fixed on God. You know, when there's people in this crowd who like to ice fish, right? So you don't think about holidays in the summer when you're ice fishing. You're looking at that hole. You're looking at the tip up to see if it's going to go ping like that. I know what it's like. You concentrate. Well, that's what you got to do with the Lord. You got to keep your mind fixed on him. Paul tells us we must bring our bodies into subjection. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. That's discipline yourself. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9:27. So I have a few thoughts on how we can keep our minds fixed on God. Ways to keep our minds fixed on God. The first is prayer. There's no better way than thinking about God when you're talking to him. When we praise him, when we give him thanks for his love for us, when we give him thanks for his holiness and his mercy and his everlasting grace that we don't deserve, when we pour our hearts out to him with a trial that we have and we can't handle it, we don't know what to do, you just pray. You say, God, I don't know what to do. Help me. Or when you're praying on behalf of a sick friend or a sick child or a sick parent or an unsaved family member, prayer is a great way of focusing on God. It's just you and he together, right? Just nobody else. It's a time you can share your innermost thoughts and cares. And the result of earnest prayer with thanksgiving is peace that passes all understanding. Peace that passes all understanding is perfect peace. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The more often we pray, the more often we will have perfect peace. We learn to give all our concerns and worries to him. And we trust that he will look after things for us. We're to pray often. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Do you have a problem in your life today? Do you have a worry that's absorbing your thoughts and getting you stressed? Well, just take it to the Lord. Pray to him without ceasing. Cry out to him for help. He'll look after you. He'll deal with it. As God asked Abraham in Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? We've got to trust him. The world says there is no God. Or you have churches that say, oh yeah, God exists, but he's just love. You still have to work things out yourself. He's there, but he's over there. God, for us, he's there. He's right in front of you. There's nothing too hard for God. Just give him your burdens. He'll deal with them. and you'll have perfect peace. Another way to keep our minds fixed on God is the Word of God. It's the Bible. When you read your Bible and you gain knowledge of Him, your mind is renewed and the worldly thoughts and the worries are pushed off to the side. It will come into your heart more and more peace over time as your thoughts are on God. You know, there's nothing wrong with having your Bible on your phone. But the trouble is, the world's in there, right? All you got to do is you close the app, and then you've got YouTube and WhatsApp. You've got all the other things to distract you. But if you have your Bible, there's nothing to distract you. 2 Peter 1:2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God." How do you get the knowledge of God? You got to read about Him. And of Jesus our Lord. The knowledge of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of God, only comes by reading your Bible. And as you know more about God, you will love Him more. You will have a greater desire to continue reading His Word. Your mind will be changed to thinking about more about heavenly things instead of things on earth. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. Colossians 3:2. "And all the things that are from above are peaceable things." As James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy." A third way we keep our minds fixed on God is obeying God. There's great peace when we obey God. Yeah, we live in a time when people do what's right in their own eyes. They ignore the laws of the land if they don't want to obey them. We're living in a time when rebellion is rampant through society. But with rebellion, there's no peace. Because when there isn't law and order, there is no peace. When we have our minds on God, when we pay attention to His commandments and keep His commandments because we fear Him and we love Him, that will bring peace to us. Psalm 119:165, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." When we reject God's commandments, when we do what's right in our own eyes, if we do things that satisfy our sinful flesh, that will bring trials to us. And we will suffer turmoil or consequences that vex our souls. There'll be no peace when we disobey God. In the Old Testament, there are so many stories of the consequences the Jewish people suffered when they turned their backs from God, when they disobeyed God. You see, we must be obedient to God to get peace. We must obey His law. We must fix our mind on God with a desire to please Him, not ourselves. Proverbs 16:7 says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." Perfect peace is available to each one of us when our minds are fixed on our Heavenly Father. We must trust Him. Just live in obedience to Him. And when we pray to Him always and read His Word to get closer to Him, we will have that perfect peace. But how long will the perfect peace last? The perfect peace will last as long as our minds are fixed on God. As long as we trust God, we will have perfect peace. And we can trust God forever, can we not? Because God has everlasting strength. That's what verse 4 tells us. "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." As long as the Lord exists, we will have perfect peace if our minds are stayed on Him, if we trust Him. It says in Psalm 72:7 that if we have an abundance, we will have an abundance of peace as long as the moon exists. So, in His days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. And then one day in the future, we're going to inherit the earth forever. As Matthew 5:5 says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's not just kind of a mamby-pamby saying. He's saying, look, you are going to inherit the earth. The world mistakenly looks upon Christians as people who are weak and not very desirable to be around. But you know, one day this earth is going to belong to all of us as believers. One day we will return to earth with Jesus Christ, who will defeat Satan and his wicked ways, and every Christian will be rulers with Christ on in the world. And the Lord will bless us with an abundance of peace. Psalm 37:11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And will rule on this earth with Christ for 1,000 years. And the peace we'll enjoy will extend to eternity. For after 1,000 years, as the Bible says, this old earth is going to disappear. It's going to burn up, and God will give us a new earth, a new heaven, and a new Jerusalem. And from then on, there will be perfect eternal peace. Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Our great Lord Jehovah has everlasting strength. We can just trust Him, fix our mind on Him for perfect peace. And you know, perfect peace can be hard to experience when we have trials, and they can be severe. There are times when our world seems to be caving in around us, but perfect peace is always there for the taking. It's available to us no matter what we are going through. We just must trust the Lord and have our minds fixed on Him. Fixed on Him through prayer, fixed on Him through reading His word, fixed on Him by obeying His commandments. God knows what's going on in your mind, right? Like, none of us can say, oh, God, He's not listening to me. He's there. He knows everything you're thinking. Right this second, He knows what you're thinking. And He can deal with it. All you have to do, you just talk to Him with a heart of thanksgiving. And you'll have peace that passes all understanding. You know, I just don't know what's going to happen in the world. It's just, things just seem to be coming to this boiling point. So you and I, as believers, we have to focus on the Lord. We have to trust Him to have that perfect peace so we can just walk through the storms and not be overcome with stress and fear. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for the peace that You give us. Thank You that we can turn to You every day, anytime, whether we're driving, whether we're at home, whether we're in bed in the middle of the night, no matter where we are, we can pray to You and just trust You to work things out for us, to guide us and to lead us. I thank You for Your word that You've given us that we can refer to educate us so we can learn about You. We can learn of Your wisdom and the treasures of Your wisdom. I thank You for Jesus Christ and the peace that He left us, the peace that He gave us by the work He did on the cross. And Lord, I pray that You would look after each one of us as the days continue. That we just that we can just enjoy peace every single day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.